Welcome back to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. Mike and Eric in the ASK studio. We're talking about technology and business. And, you know, we've talked about this topic before. So I know in the Jacobson household, you guys have some of these Amazon devices,
man,
Echo.
We're wired up, man.
You guys are wired up,
yeah.
Right?
It all started with, the Amazon Echo, which is the initial home device that you can use to talk to Alexa and whatnot. And, you know, it plays music. It's a great little speaker. It's got a lot of capability, you know, that kind of stuff. And they've come out with multiple different versions of the Alexa-enabled devices over time, Amazon has. And then Google joined in. Now Apple's right. joined in. So
yep. Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got the home device in some capacity or another. And, people have always wondered, and we've talked about it on segments before, what is it really recording? And where does it
turns out everything, right?
I mean, it's like a mic gets consistently on.
Yeah.
Right? And so, the Amazon and Google and Apple would say, well, it doesn't start the recording until the wake word is said, which is Alexa or OK Google or Hey Siri or whatever it is. So now my phone just went. I said, okay, Google, my phone's
your
talking.
Phone went up, yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable. So now whatever I'm talking is probably being recorded onto Google right now.
Well, there's a story that came out of Portland of a family that reported that their Amazon Echo recorded a private conversation they were having and then took that private conversation and sent it, an audio file, to someone on their contact list.
I just want to explain that real quick. So they enabled the ability to make phone calling and stuff like that after you would just have your Q&A with Alexa.
Right.
Now they said, okay, well, you can actually call in to other people's devices.
Right, you can do a lot of things. You can order a pizza. You can call your friends.
Right.
You can do
which
all kinds
kinda
of
like
stuff.
It's kind of like phase two of their connectivity internally. So, yeah.
So this family gets a call from one of the husband's employees saying, hey, look, you need to unplug your Alexa device because I just got an email with an audio file from you guys, and I can listen to you talking. You know, you were having a conversation. And that, of course, freaked them out. They got a hold of Amazon. Amazon confirmed, yeah, that happened, which is amazing to me because you really do got to say, like, hey, Alexa, and they said they didn't say that.
Yeah.
So somehow the device heard that or thought it heard that. Then you got to say, send to Steve. Right,
yeah.
and then there's a confirmation back saying, do you want me to send it to Steve now? And you're supposed to say yes. Apparently, they're oblivious to this device yakking at them.
Right.
And they're like,
the words they're saying are still progressing.
I mean,
the timing
had to be perfect.
Yeah.
But Amazon has said, we looked at the logs and that's what they said. You weren't trying to send this and you did. We're really sorry about that.
We'll make it harder for you. to do this by accident.
So now Alexa's going to ask you four times.
Exactly.
Are you really sure? Are you really, really sure?
It's like one of those things where it came out. It was a big news story, and I remember seeing this in multiple different spots, and even on TV, right? I mean, nightly news, that kind of thing. And I liken it to being like afraid of maybe dying in a plane crash, but there's thousands of people who fly every day.
Yeah,
you know, and then all of a sudden there's one plane that crashes, and your chances are 1.5 million that you. Even so, you know, it's one of those.
Okay, so what about
really?
When robots come into your home, right? And they can
video. Well, that's the thing. They came out, Amazon came out and said, look, we're going to have this home robot you can buy.
And it'll have video capability.
Yeah.
So now, is it going to take videos of the Jacobsons and send those out to. Am I going to get a video, Eric, that I don't want to see?
I'll have to write Amazon. I didn't authorize that video, by the way.
Because I'm going to go on the record right now saying I do not want to receive a video file that I cannot burn out of my head.
I can't help it, man. That's Amazon's problem right there. They sent it around.
Okay, but it's the third time in a week. Okay,
yeah,
dude.
Right, right. Okay, I told them. They said they're going to make it harder for me.
And it's always
that.
Your rear end, man.
Yeah.
So I'm not buying your story.
I walk backwards when I'm at home. So where does it stop? Where is it at? We do have multiple devices in the house, and we do have eerie ones. We have ones that I've always kind of been like, I don't know about this one. Wife doesn't seem to care about the one I'm talking about. This is the one, it tells you whether or not what you're wearing is in fashion.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about that one. It's called the Echo Look.
So how does it know?
So it takes your picture of the clothes you're wearing. You say, take a picture, and then it takes a picture of you, and then it takes that picture and it rates them against AI.
okay.
with what you're wearing.
It says, and, yeah, no, you
yeah,
should
it
change.
Says yes or no. It gives you, you wear two different outfits. It'll tell you which one it that runs through the AI algorithm and what it likes better. And in all an effort to Amazon to increase what they sell to
that's
you.
That's why you get married, is so you can ask your wife that question or she can ask you that question. Of course, the answer is always, you look great,
yeah.
right, no matter what.
Well, she kept telling me, she goes, oh, it's from the movie Clueless. It's from Clueless, the movie. And I'm like, I never watched that movie.
I didn't see Clueless, yeah, that's
but apparently there was some technology alluded to in that movie, like, wouldn't it be great if something told you what you wear was
really
great? And someone took that at Amazon and said, hey, we got the ability to do
that. We can
why
do that.
Why don't we do that, too?
Yeah.
So that one's eerie to me. But the other ones, you know, video calling, playing music, you know, that stuff, I don't think there's any reason to get carried away. But, you know, definitely you want to make sure you don't say words that wake the thing up and then continuously.
You
got to
be honest. Have you used that fashion thing?
I have not used it. I
don't believe you.
Oh, man.
I don't believe you.
I said...
I think you're lying.
All right, I use it. no, I haven't. As a matter of fact, it's one of those things where you leave to the wife to, you know, we changed our internet Wi-Fi recently, and you have to reset it up, and it hasn't been done. So it's been like 2 months.
You kind of left it off.
Yeah, yeah, it was a really great buy. But
And when asked about it, you just say, oh, that's complicated. I'm going to have to, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff I got to do to get
no,
that
and
set
it's
up.
Not, there's no questioning about it. And it just kind of sits there now on a shelf, and that's how we spend our money.
That's how most things are in your home. So we'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bottom Line IT.